The Carroll County Middle FFA of Virginia was named the 2023 National Middle School Model of Excellence winner. I'm here with Maddie Cavanis. She is part of the FFA chapter. So tell me about some of the activities you have.
Some of our activities was the FFA Fall Fest, which showcased the heritage of the FFA and how it started in Carroll County and in Virginia. And we had the Back to School Bash, which would recruit FFA members to join ag classes and to see what they could be a part of and if they could be a part of something great. We had ag literacy, which we went to the county library and read ag books to kids who may have not got the chance to do it in public school. We wanted to promote healthy eating, so we chose Tasteful Thursdays. We sold fresh produce to teachers, members, and school staff and parents and give them the ability to have something that wasn't in a grocery store that they had to take time out of their day for.
Tell me more about your FFA chapter and how all these ideas got started.
Well, our FFA chapter, Carroll County, as many people know, was the very first county to start FFA. Woodlawn was the first chapter, and our officers had amazing ideas, and we wanted to bring our members more involved with everything that we did because we just felt that it was only a couple of people being active. So we went to the members and asked them, what could we do better? What do you want to see? And we cooperated with our members to work it out and make them and our chapter more active.
What did you find to be most successful with some of your activities?
One of the most successful things was definitely hands-on projects. If the students could have hands-on, then they were totally down for it and they would definitely be there. But if there was something they had to do on a computer screen, they weren't so happy about it.
Too funny. Well, what does this mean to your chapter as you take this award back to Virginia?
That just means that we're just going to have to strive harder, and now we're going to be a model to other chapters, not only in just Virginia, but across the whole national FFA.
So where does the future lie with some of your activities?
Definitely looking to advance some now that we know that they are such a great success. Hoping that our members come up with new ideas, maybe new activities, and just hoping to move our chapter forward.
What did you really learn throughout this application process to really become the model chapter of excellence at the middle school level?
That you cannot do it on your own. We tried so many times doing it one person, and we realized that we could never do it by ourselves. So we definitely needed teamwork.
And that teamwork, tell me more, who helped with it?
Myself, Natalie Culler, Megan Key, Carrie Alderman, Myra Leonard, John Carpenter, and Mackenzie Carter. Those are advisors and members mixed together. We had to cooperate a lot to get it done.
As you go into this next year, what activities are you looking forward to most that you recommend other chapters to start?
Definitely celebrating the FFA festival. It may be in their own state, finding out what really brought FFA to their state and how it started and celebrating it.
Well, lasting words about this award?
I can't believe we did it.
That was Maddie Cavanis. She is part of the Carroll County Middle FFA of Virginia that won the 2023 National Middle School Model of Excellence at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. For National FFA, I'm Michelle Stengler.